suggestion was the introduction of family changing rooms. A member told me she felt uncomfortable undressing in front of the 10-year-old son of another member, particularly because she was his teacher. You may feel that business is so good you could put your prices up and increase your turnover at a stroke, but what if people are only buying from you because you're the cheapest? You could suddenly lose your customers. If it really is necessary to put up your prices, perhaps rents have gone up or costs or a crucial exchange rate has affected your trade, explaining this to your customers will help them to take it on the chin. It's also possible to put up your prices for some customers and not others. You might be able to tier your offering into bronze, silver, and gold levels that allow you to charge some clients more for different types of service or different sorts of products. The obvious example of this is in my health clubs, where we have peak and off-peak memberships, and different rates for the over-55s who use the clubs during the day. Generally, people are willing to pay more for one of three things: personal service, quality of the products, and convenience. Sometimes making those improvements costs you very little, but allow you to put your prices up while simultaneously deepening your relationship with your customer. Marketing. Reaching out to more potential customers and clients is the single most effective way of building your business, but finding them and getting your message to them can be very expensive. It's surprisingly easy to waste money on marketing if you don't know what you're doing. As soon as you start employing PR agencies or buying advertising space, the bills quickly start to mount. But the internet, and particularly email, has made doing some effective marketing yourself a lot easier. Introduce a friend. If you can encourage each of your customers to introduce a friend to your business, you can double your sales at a stroke. Not only is using your existing customer base a cost-effective way of recruiting new clients, because you know how and where to reach them, but because they know you, they can endorse you. They become the best kind of sales force. They become advocates. We're all much more likely to try something new if a friend has recommended it. You need to devise ways of encouraging your clients to recruit new customers on your behalf. Can you give them money off their next order? Enhanced services? 1 month free? Choose something that will work for your type of business and your customers. To make these referrals really work, you also need to give the new customers a reason to buy from you. Can you give them a time-limited offer, a discount, or a freebie of some kind? You may be thinking this is financial insanity, giving a discount to two customers, but if your profit margins are wide enough, you can absorb the discount quite painlessly. And, of course, that discount is only for one order. All their subsequent orders will be at full price. Affiliate schemes. Affiliate schemes operate on a pretty simple concept. If you bring me customers, I'll give you a slice of the money they spend with me. Such schemes have become standard online, and there's no reason why they can't work for offline businesses too. They just require a bit of management. If you operate online, affiliate schemes work by giving other websites an advert for your website. And if their users click on it and then buy something from you, you automatically credit your affiliate's account with their percentage. These are typically around 5 or 10%, and can be far more lucrative for your affiliates than standard banner advertising. Your affiliate will tend to give you a big push, because the more people they send to your site, the more income they stand to make. It's great for you, too. You only have to offer a tiny discount, and only ever take the hit when you make a sale. So not a single penny of your marketing budget is spent on reaching people who will never become your customers. Of course, you should also think about becoming an affiliate yourself and earning income from referring your customers to other businesses. Leaflets and posters. If your business is a local one, perhaps the most effective form of marketing is a leaflet drop. You can get flyers printed for a few hundred pounds and get friends and family to deliver them for nothing. Alternatively, the Royal Mail can deliver for a pretty cost-effective fee, or a specialist flyers agency can do the job. Be prepared to send leaflets out every couple of months to get the best results. Viral email. I'm sure we've all been forwarded emails by friends who think we might be interested in a particular website or YouTube clip. Viral marketing campaigns set out to create content that people will spontaneously forward on to everyone in their mailbox. You need to create something contagious. Can you make a funny video that promotes your business? Or write a joke? Or set a puzzle that can only be solved if people get in touch with you? Every couple of months, there's a story about a business that has been catapulted to prominence because of a video on YouTube or a networking campaign on sites such as Facebook. If you can't come up with something creative, you can always fall back on traditional marketing ploys, like the first 100 customers who bring a copy of this email get something for free, or all respondents get put into a draw for a fabulous holiday or get money off. Piggybacking. Many different businesses want to reach the same customers, and if you can find a company that already reaches the customers you want to convert, then perhaps you can find a way to piggyback the other firm's marketing reach. For instance, if you're setting up a renovations business, a large proportion of your clients will have recently moved house. So, think laterally about who deals with these people: estate agents, conveyancers, removals companies, and see if there's a way you can work together. Not only does this let you build up a relationship with other companies who need to reach your market, you can be fairly sure that a high proportion of people who see your marketing are likely to be potential customers. You therefore waste very little money. PR. Public relations agencies use the media to reach as many of your potential customers as possible. They place stories about your company in the papers, on radio, and occasionally on TV too. The key word is stories. The media aren't often interested in factual information. They want a tale they can entertain their audiences with. Over the years, I've posed for many publicity photos doing stupid things, but they've always got my story in the paper. PR agencies usually charge you a monthly fee for doing things like writing press releases, arranging photo shoots, setting up stunts to create a story, approaching the media, and handling any press inquiries. Their fee can be anything between £1,000 per calendar month for a small outfit